As the fall semester moves along, college freshmen are racking up new experiences. No doubt many are thrilled with their newfound freedom. At the same time, schools are striving to protect students from certain behaviors, notably sexual assault. Its prevalence on college campuses has spurred new requirements. All schools receiving federal funds must now educate incoming students about sexual misconduct. WUWM's Bob Bach observed a session at Marquette in a residence hall.
All the freshmen here for tonight's training class are males, about three dozen. They mill about, some sporting new blue MU t-shirts. It's time to grab a chair. The co-facilitators are ready to begin. Associate VP Kathy Coffey Gunther and Hall Director DeAndre Taylor.
I want to make sure that you all know what the policy is for sexual misconduct. And the only way to do that is if every single first-year student has all the exact same information, which is why we're here tonight.
So it's mandatory, but we also want to thank you for at least giving it thoughtful consideration.
A video screen blinks as Taylor begins a PowerPoint presentation. The images display key findings about sexual assault on campus.
So one in five college women are raped during their college years. First-year women, during the first few weeks of school, the first 6 weeks, are most vulnerable to assault. Why do you all think that is?
They feel vulnerable, maybe because of lack of confidence. And maybe it's new and they've been drinking.
Mm-hmm. For a lot of them, it's their first time being alone, being away from their parents, and in all this new freedom, they can make poor decisions or just be taken advantage of.
So that's one of the reasons why we do these training sessions in the first 6 weeks, for us to recognize that predatory behavior.
The class gives students a clear picture of what constitutes sexual violence or misconduct. The instructors describe various behaviors.
What is stalking? Stalking is an unwanted pursuit that causes the victim to fear for his or her safety.
One subject discussed in detail is consent.
Here at Marquette, consent is a clearly communicated yes, not the absence of a no. Consent is enthusiastic, meaning there's energy, there's positive energy around that consent.
Coffey Gunther directs the class's attention to a video snippet depicting an interaction between a couple. A brief Q&A follows.
So what did you notice about consent? What were the elements of consent that you saw?
Cannot be coerced. Had to be mutual.
Had to be mutual.
The boundaries had to be established.
Love it. The boundaries were established and clarified. Yes.
Had to be a conscious decision.
Yeah, say that a little bit louder, please.
Had to be a conscious decision where the person wasn't incapacitated.
Yes, love it. Had to be conscious. The person was not incapacitated.
Students take turns reading slips of paper that contain scenarios they may encounter at beer parties.
Emma dances in the middle of the living room. Someone starts grinding on her. She turns around and some guy starts kissing her. She backs up a little. "Hey, it's Colby," he says, spreading his arms.
"Oh, come on, Emma. We had fun last time." Colby unzips his pants.
"We wasted money, but she doesn't want to leave. It's too early."
What did you guys notice about the scenario? What problems did you see? What made you uncomfortable about this scenario? Yes, sir?
That Emma was incapacitated by alcohol and was not able to give consent.
No consent, right? And how do you know that? How was that made clear in terms of the party, would you say?
She was just out of it. She was in her right state of mind.
The instructors encourage students to watch out for others.
What are some of the strategies that we can do for intervention? So our presence. We see something going on and we stay there because something doesn't feel right. Of course, with everyone's smartphones, we can take a picture.
The class also tells the freshmen how to seek medical and other help. After an hour, Coffey Gunther and Taylor wrap up the class. The guys file out, passing a group of female students waiting for their session. Freshman Matthew Broccio tells me the class was enlightening.
Just about everyone in college, whether or not they're going to parties, whether or not they're doing anything, they're going to see these because it's going to happen whether you're at a friend's house who happens to have a party, whether you're on the street, anyone can see this.
Broccio says he thinks the course will inspire students to intervene in unhealthy interactions they witness. Surely that takeaway would please the class facilitators. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.